I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Are Sudan's changes too good to be true? We'll find out in just a moment. And then later, tiny homes are coming in handy in Haiti. Stick around to find out why. Our top story today, the future looks bright for Sudan. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says recent changes in U.S. legislation paved the way for improvement.
Coming off of this state sponsor list is going to open up for some economic development. That is very significant for Sudan and help alleviate some of the challenges they're facing with inflation, with just getting enough bread for people to eat.
Plus, after decades of darkness, Sudanese believers finally have a reason to hope.
If you look across the continent of Africa, when it comes to persecution of Christians, Sudan is kind of the one bright spot.
Sudan was one of the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians during Omar al-Bashir's 30-year reign. Now that he's gone, believers have a brief window of freedom until the new government comes in.
This is a country where the majority of people are Muslims, and they could vote for a Muslim party that would limit religious freedom. But it's also fair to say none of this is set in stone, and a lot can happen between now and 2 years from now when those elections are scheduled. The church right now is going forward. They see this as an open window to advance the gospel. Let's pray for fruit for their work. Let's pray for God's protection over them.
Praise God for this opportunity and keep Sudanese Christians in your prayers. To find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. For our next story, we'll move a few miles south where South Sudan is facing many hardships. The pandemic, economic fallout, and natural disasters mean malnutrition and food insecurity are rampant. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World explains the ministry will continue to help bring hope to those suffering. The pandemic means what this ministry will look like is far from certain. However, even with many challenges, Podaiti says the plan remains to partner with and encourage indigenous believers and ministries in South Sudan.
Our calling is to be a catalyst for individual and cultural transformation through Jesus Christ and the power of his word. And we've just looked at how do we continue to be that catalyst in the spiritual reaction that's happening when the light of God's word is brought into these cultures.
One concrete way Bibles for the World would minister in South Sudan this year is by providing Bibles for students.
South Sudan is one that we have on our calendar for early 2021 to begin a project there, working with partners, both international and in local indigenous partners, who have an opening from the government, from the Ministry of Education of South Sudan, to provide a curriculum. And along with that, we're planning to provide God's Word to over 360,000 students who are in the public schools there.
And For Haiti with Love has a new project this year, Tiny Homes. See, two Haitian young women recently became single mothers, but with no family to support them and nowhere to go, these young mothers and their babies have been homeless. For Haiti with Love builds pilgrim houses for needy families in Haiti to demonstrate God's love. But Eva DeHart at For Haiti with Love says they needed something fast for these young moms, hence tiny homes.
They won't be anything like the homes that we normally build, but they will be secure, clean, comfortable shelter for these girls and their babies.
Haiti's been in a housing crisis for over a decade.
It's a growing population without really a growing construction industry. So if there is a home available to rent, the owners can charge top dollar for it. And then it takes several families living in that home to be able to afford it.
How you can help?
$2,000 would complete the funds to build both of the homes. We already have a pledge for one of the homes, and we've got part of the money for the other home. So we need $2,000 more, and then we're set for construction.
For these projects, every bit helps. So do your prayers. To come alongside the ministry, look for this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. When you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.